Eishir's Masechta Menachas Daf Kof Beis. We will begin on Daf Kof Aleph Amud Beis. Two lines from the wide lines. V'alon Lufnei Zrika. In our previous shir, we had discussed which foods are subject to Tumas Eichlin. And in the course of the Gemara, we had learned that any food that's a food is certainly subject to Tumas Eichlin. But we also learned that any food which can ultimately be used, which had a shasa kosher, which was edible at one point, is also subject to Tumas Eichlin. The Gemara then pointed out, what about the paraduma? Why is the paraduma subject to Tumas Eichlin? And the Gemara explained, because the paraduma is something that even if we're already in the middle of preparing it and processing it to be used as the paraduma, but if we find a nicer one, we spoke about this, we take the nicer one. So that means that it's always up to being padui. It's always something that might be redeemed. And because of that, that's enough to put it in the same category, said the Gemara, as something that potentially could be an eichel and be subject to Tumas Eichel. Begins the Gemara with a question for long lifnei zrika. If we speak about a carbon that before the Zrik Saddam was left overnight and therefore now became disqualified from Zrik Saddam. Now, mitzvah l'mizriki, the halacha was that you should have done Zrik Saddam. Vim boy Zarak, and if you wanted to do the Zrik Saddam properly, then it would have been fine. Not only would have been fine, it would have been what's proper. Yet, asked the Gemara Ketani, that if the Zrika Saddam, if there was never a valid Zrika Saddam, Eim Atam Tumas Eichlin. But according to the way we're learning now, that anything that could have potentially been turned into a proper Eichel is in the category of an Eichel, meaning that it's going to be subject to Tumas Eichlin. So certainly this is a case of something that had the potential of being an Eichel, had we done the Zrika properly. But we learned in the Braisa in previous year that Eim Tama Tumas Eichlin. Answers the Gemara, Hocha b'maya skinan. Here we're referring to a situation that Laayub Shayas b'yayel l'mezrukei. By the time the Zrika could have been done, it was already after the day was over. And we know that the avoid of Zrika has to be done on the day of Shechita. So therefore, it's considered like it never had a time of Shas HaKosher. There's a question, what would be if it's ready for Zrik Saddam by Ben HaShmashis? What Halach is, since we don't know how, the Halacha doesn't know how to treat Ben HaShmashis, is it considered yesterday, was already considered tonight? So the Halacha is that you can't do Zrik Saddam at that time. So even though you can't do Zrik Saddam at that time because of a Suffolk, it's still explained. The Mepharshim, the Sfasemis makes this point, not considered something that could have been eaten because it was something that was in a time that we couldn't ever have done Zrikas Adam. Says the Gemara, Aval, so according to this understanding, asked the Gemara, Hoyla Shos B'yoyim, had there been an opportunity to do Zrikas Adam by day, and then for whatever reason it wasn't done, then the Aloch would be, since it could have had Zrik Saddam, and since it could have had Zrik Saddam, it's enough that it should be considered an Eichel. My Metamus Tumas Eichlim, the Aloch would be, that's Metamus Tumas Eichlim. So ask the Gemara, when the Braisa identified situations where it will be subject to Tumas Eichel, the Braisa said that Lon Lach Zrika. That means the carbon was processed properly, and then it became possible. So the halacha is metametumas eichlim, because at the moment after Zrikas Adam, we have here a carbon that was ready to be eaten. It was a perfectly fine carbon. So ask the Gemara, instead of giving us this relatively simple example, ask the Gemara, we could have given an even more profound example. We could have given the following example. When is the halacha that if the lina took place before the zrika, it will not be subject? to Tumas Eichlim. That's only under the circumstance. Shalai Hashalai Sharas B'yayim. There was no opportunity to do Zrik Sadam properly. Aval Hayalai Sharas B'yayim. If it had had the opportunity to do Zrik Sadam properly, then it's Matama Tumas Eichlim. So, which would be a big chiddush, that even though the lina, took place after the Zrik, even though it could have, that even though it never had proper Zrik Sadam, the fact that it could have had Zrik Sadam is going to make it subject to Tumas Eichlim, answers the Gemara. Hachinami Kamed. That's exactly what the Braisa meant to say, says the Gemara. Long Kodim Shiroel Zrika, if the lina took place before the Zrika could have taken place, that means there was already by the end of the day before we could do Zrika, then Einam Atam Tumas Eichlim. However, if Achashira Zrika, if Zrik Sadam could have taken place, just it didn't take place, then the Allah, so since it had the potential to have Zrik Sadam, and if it had the potential to have Zrik Sadam, it also, therefore, it considered it had a Shas, a Kosher, to be an Eichel, and therefore it will be Matam Thomas Eichel. Ask the Gemara for Pigel. What about the case of Pigel? Bein B'Kotchim, Kotchim, Bein B'Kotchim, Kalim. The Allah is the carbon. Mitzvah Mizraki. The halacha is the carbon is supposed to be brought properly, do all the four steps of the avodah properly. V'boy zarek, and when you start with a carbon, we deal with a situation where we should have had the zrika, and we should have had the zrika done properly. And if that would be the case, it would be subject to Tumas Eichlim. Yet the Braisa said, Dainam Atam Tumas Eichlim, that my laugh, isn't it referring to a situation, the pigel bezrika? That means, as we know, there are four steps in bringing a carbon. Shchita kabbalah halacha zrika. The carbon could become pigel during any one of those four steps. So the Gemara is assuming that the Braisa is speaking about a situation where the shchita was done properly, the kabbalah was done properly, the halacha was done properly, and the zrika wasn't. That's where it was the machsheves pigel. And says the Gemara, but at that point, when we're up to the Zrika could have, we could even suggest should have, been done properly, and then it would be subject to Tumas Eichlim. Why is the Braisa say that it's not subject to Tumas Eichlim? Says the Gemara, Loi, we are speaking about a case where it became pigel during the Shechita. And therefore, by the time the Zrika came along, it could not, it's no longer an Eichel, it was already disqualified at the first step of Shechita. Says the Gemara, according to our current understanding, avo pigel bezrika, that means indeed if the carbon only became pigel during the zrika step, mai, what would be the halacha? Hachanami de matam etumas eichlim. Are we suggesting that under those circumstances it would be subject to tumas eichlim? Why? Because as we just explained a moment ago, since it had a time where it had a shasa kosher, ask the Gemara, Adatani, instead of the Braisa telling us, Pigel by Mincha, that the Halacha by Mincha is Matam Tumas Eichlim, why do you have to differentiate between a Mincha and a carbon? Liflik b'didah, even in a carbon itself, we should have made the following point. B'medvar Mamurim, when is the Halacha that there's no Tumas Eichlim on a carbon that becomes Pigel? That's when the pigel took place, at the earlier state of Shechita. But if indeed the Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha were done properly, and now we have the ability to do this Zrika properly, and therefore it had a Shasa Kosher, and therefore according to Reb Shimon it should be subject to Tumas Eichlim, the Halacha is, I have a pigel, and you only made it pigel, but it's Zrika, it would be Matam Tumas Eichlim. Why didn't the Gemara, why didn't the Braisa say so? Answers the Gemara, because the Braisa chose to teach us a halacha that it felt was more necessary. Pigel and mincha itzruchalei. They want to tell us the halacha of pigel by mincha. The afgad the pigel by mitzah, that you did the, became pigel during the kemitzah. The kain mitzvah mincha kishchita dami. The kemitzah of a carbon mincha is the corresponding step of shchita by an animal. And the halacha is, the halacha, it should be treated the same way. Teaches us the Gemara of Filhochim Tamatumas Eichlim. It's not if it became pigel during the Shechita, won't become tamei tumas eichlin, because they had certainly not a situation that had ever had a shas a kosher, and at that point, before the shechita, the animal anyway is alive. Something alive, it's not tumas tumas eichlin, and the mincha, on the other hand, will not be treated that way. Because as we explained, when we start with the ingredient of the Korban Mincha, all the ingredients are regular food. So before they were made into the Korban Mincha, since they're regular food, they're subject to Tumas Eichlim at that point, and that never changes. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Amrit L'Shmatz Kameder of Nachman, I just said over to Rav Nachman, Rav Shimon's opinion that we've been discussing, when a food is subject to, particularly in the Kabbonis area, when it's subject to Tumas Eichlin, when it's not, and this Chiddush that we've been discussing about the Shasa Kosher, and said, Afilu Tema, even if you'll say, Lon Kodim Zrika, Lon Mamish, and even if it was a case where Zrika could have taken place, Afilu Tema, and even if you say that it only became piggled, not like the Gemara explained a few moments ago, that it became piggled at an early state, it only became piggled during the time of Zrika. So according to way we're learning, there was an opportunity for this carbon to be perfectly fine. The Shechita Kabbalah Halacha were all done well. And now we're standing before, and there was no piggle during any of those steps. And now we're standing before the Zrika. And since if the Zrika will be done properly, it should be enough to make it be considered a Shas, a Kosher, according to Shimon, that it should be considered pigle, should be considered a food and be subject to Tumas Eichlin, teaches us the Gemara on New Chiddush. Then Rav Shimon agrees, as we spoke about when we spoke about the Parah Adumah, that Kol HaOmed Livdo is Kapadi Domi, something that's able to be redeemed, like we spoke about the Parah Adumah, if you find a nicer one, the Loch of Yuzit Kapadui, as if it is that way, and therefore it's a regular Eichel. But to say that Kol HaOmed Lizroik Kazorik Domi, that we don't say. So the Gemara is differentiating between Kol HaOmed Livdo'is Kapadi Domi versus the concept of Kol HaOmed Lizroik Kazorik Domi. And there are many explanations given by the Rishonim and Achronim. These are two very important concepts, common concepts. And what is the basis for the difference between those two concepts? One is because Kol HaOmed Livdo'is doesn't require an act, whereas Kol HaOmed Lizroik requires an act. And therefore, that is much, we're not easy to treat them the same way. Another explanation that I saw from the Sfas Emes is that when we speak about, what does pidyon do? What pidyon does is it takes away an iser. Here we have a Parah Adumah. It has the kedusha of the Parah Adumah, and the pidyon removes it. Zrika is not something to remove. Zrika is to make it into a carbon. It's much easier, a powerful vart. It's much easier to break something, to take away the iser, than to create hegdish. Therefore, it's easy to say Kol HaOmed Livdo'is Kapadi Domi versus Kol HaOmed Lizroik Kazorik Domi. Another answer, another explanation that I saw some Achroinim suggest is that when we're paid to something, it reverts back to where it started. Whereas when we are do Zrika, we're not reverting back to where it was. What happened is we're going to make a new situation, but we're not reverting back to something that was. That's why it's harder to say Kol HaOmed Lizroik Kazorik Domi versus saying Kol HaOmed Livdo'is Kapadi Domi. Ask the Gemara. So we're saying now that the Gemara is essentially saying that we don't follow the concept of Kol HaOmed Lizroik Kazorik Domi. Says the Gemara, Meisvei, there's a Mishnah Masechta Me'ilah, Daf Beis Amin Alf, beginning of the Masechta that teaches us, Klal Amar Yeshua, Kol Shos Loshas Heter L'Kohanim, anything that became permissible, we know that anything that's Kodesh, there's a subject of Mila Behegdish, that we're not allowed to have our own personal benefit. But says the Mishnah, that anything that was at one point permissible to the Kohanim, Amai Alambar, it's not subject to Mila. It's no longer, once it became Mutter to Kohanim, it's no longer in the category of Kachi Hashem. And since it's no longer in the category of Kach Hashem, it's not subject to Mila. However, Kosh Lo HaShashas Hetel Kahanim, anything that never was permissible to the Kahanim, may Alamba. It will be subject to Mila. And the Mishnah goes on to explain, Ezeshas Hetel Kahanim, what does it mean that it was permitted to the Kahanim? Shalonav Shinitav Shiyotza, that we had an animal, a carbon, that was left over, or became Tamei, or went out, Chutz Mekaymei. That's all animals that were mutter and then became osur. Continues the Mishnah in Masechta Megillah. Ve'ezi shloi hoi shloi sha'as hetel kahanim. What's an example of something that was never mutter? Shenishta chutz luzmanoi. The carbon was done, shechita was done with a machsheva's pigel of chutz luzmanoi, a machsheva chutz mekaymoi. If the Kabbalah was done by psulim, by people who are disqualified, by the Yisraelim, or kahanim who are tamei, the people did Zrik Saddam are people who are disqualified from doing the Zrik Saddam. And again, it's talking about two separate cases, Shekiblu and Zarku. But let's go back, says the Gemara. Ketonimi, Reisha, the Reisha said, Shalonav Shinitim Shiyotza, my love, does the Mishnah not refer case, Shalonav Mamish, that the animal was, the carbon was left over. Hachop, so now let's think about this. The boy have that the animal, There was Lona before Zrikas Nam. Now says the Gemara, why is it not subject to Mila? Because we say, the boy have a Zarkahu. Because you could have done Zrika, and if you would have done the Zrika, then the Kohen could have been eaten it, and therefore it's enough not to be considered anymore Kach Hashem. And that's why it's not subject to Mila. Loi. Says the Gemara, so don't we see that the fact that it was able to have Zrika, Kala Oymel Lizroik, is enough to be considered to make it that's no longer Kach Hashem? Says the Gemara, Loi, that's not the way to understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about that the animal got, that it became Pasul, Ruil Liftsoil, for Ruil Atama, Ruil Lolan, that the animal became Pasul after it was brought properly. Since it was brought properly and it had a proper Zrik Saddam, so it became permissible to the Kayin. And therefore, since at that point it became permissible to the Kayin, it's no longer Kach Hashem and no longer subject to Mila. But it's not connected to what we are discussing. Avo, according to this understanding, Lina Mamish, that if it would have happened before the Zrik Saddam, then my, what would be the halacha? Hachinami, then the halacha is that the me'alim, that it's subject, that it will be subject to Mila. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, the Mishnah speaking about, did it become permissible or did it not become permissible? Says the Gemara, because the Mishnah says, Shahayala, or Shaloi Hayala. Why did the Mishnah use those words, the way the Mishnah in the past, Shahayu Shloi Hayala, the Mishnah should have said, Koshiye Shloi Shes Hetel Kahanim, anything that had a Hetel Kahanim, the Loch is a Mayalimba, is not subject to Mila. The Kosha Ainla Shas Hetel Kahanim, anything that never became Mutter the Kahanim, Miboile. That's the way the Tana should have expressed himself. In other words, the difference between the two halacha is the animal kosher and became pasul, or was the animal never kosher? In other words, the Mishnah should have been discussing what is its status now, not what was, if that's what the Mishnah is trying to express. Elam Ravashi says the entire premise of this conversation is actually not that correct. Because Mila, Tumaka Remis, Mila, as we keep on repeating in our Shir, what is the determining factor if it's subject to Mila or not? It's become Kedusha V'lav Kedusha Hi. Is it Kach Hashem? Is it not Kach Hashem? And the halacha is, L'bos D'bav G'lai Kedusha Say, and what our Mishnah is teaching us is, that once it's no longer subject to Mila, once it's no longer Kach Hashem, it became permissible to be eaten by the Kahanim, but my had, and that's why it loses the Issa Mila, but my Hadarach V'lai, how does that come back? But when we speak about Tumma, it's an entirely different consideration. Tumma mishum ochel v'lav ochel hi. And the consider is that, is it an ochel or is it not? And says the Gemara, Kol hechad ibar zark matzi zark lei. And any time where the kain could do zrik sadam, mashvilei oichla, and makes it into an oichel, matamatamas oichlan. Hecha, but where the zrika cannot take place, as we said before, hecha dibay zark loy matzi zark, loy mash loy oichla, then it's not an oichel, it's not matamatamas oichlan. But one of the interesting considerations we've had in this Gemara is the concept of Shas HaKosher. That's a fundamental part of Reb Shimon's understanding of the Halacha Tumas Eichlin. If I had a Shas HaKosher where it was a food, perhaps the best example is indeed the Karban Mincha. Because the Karban Mincha started with food ingredients that were there to be used as a food. Even though, and that at that point, they were certainly subject to Tumas Eichlin. Even though afterwards, its status changes, becomes a carbon, etc., etc. The original status that it had as an oichel will be what we consider important. The halacha, and I saw that there are paiskim that want to suggest that this is relevant to the bracha on matzah balls, the bracha on knedlich. Because we know that the bracha, on, that the knedlich begin with matzah. And the bracha on matzah is a mitzi lechem in aretz. So the question now is that after we take that matzah, which is a mitzi lechem in aretz, and we grind it, we make it into matzah meal, and we add in other ingredients, and we boil it or fry it or whatever, still, since it was originally a matzah, which would have the intention of being a bracha of a mitzi, that the halacha is, do you make hamaitzi on it, or do you now make a mezainis? And the Marsham says that as far as we don't look at what it was now, we look at it since it had a shas kosher, it's considered an oichel. And therefore the Marsham wants to suggest that it should be considered an oichel, and it should be considered hamatzah, and it should be considered hamaitzi lechem naretz. Of course, this is not an easy svar to say, because who says what's considered matzah or what's considered hamotzi or a mezainis is dependent on what it once was? Maybe this is a rule that we use for tumas eichlin, but do not necessarily use for brachas. Continues the Gemara Meisvei. The halacha is that if somebody is not sure if he did an aveira, the best example the Gemara uses, if there are two pieces of meat, one is kosher and one is not kosher, and somebody ate one of those two pieces of meat, and he doesn't know if it was the kosher meat that he ate or the non-kosher meat that he ate. So the halacha is he brings an Ashim Toli. And the Mishnah Masech the Krisis, Daf Chav Gimel Amim Beis teaches us, Hamevi Ashim Toli, somebody brought an Ashim Toli, and then Noideloi Shleichot, and he discovers that he really didn't do an Aveira. The meat that he ate was kosher. And he, Em Achloi Nishchot, if he got this information before the Shechita, Noideloi, Yotzev Yir Be'eda, the animal should go out to it's considered Lechulin. He was never chayiv to bring this carbon. Divrei Remeya. V'cham Oimrim, the Cham disagree. The Cham say, Yirat Shistav, we send it out and we wait for it to become a Bamum. It can't be brought in the Mizbeach. V'yimokar, and be sold. And then we take that money to use it for carbon nedava. The fundamental reasoning behind the Rabbanim's opinion is that is an Oshem Tali, the basis of the Machloikus or Remei Chachamim is a fundamental understanding of an Oshem Tali. How does the halacha look at an Oshem Tali? Could somebody bring an Oshem Tali just because he is worried that he did an aveira, or it has to be a specific aveira? And from here we see that Ramea says it's only regarding a specific situation. And if it turns out that that specific situation, the person Baruch Hashem did not do an aveira, so he doesn't have to bring an Ashim Tali. Chamim disagree. Chamim say you could bring an Ashim Tali just because you're nervous that perhaps you did an aveira. So even if it turns out that you didn't do this aveira, the meat you ate was kosher, you could still bring a Noshim Tali. So the Chachamim therefore say, you can't just take that money and say it's chulin. Rabbi Lazar and Yikrev, and Baal Chaytzeh, Rabbi Lazar is even more lenient. And Rabbi Lazar's opinion is that this Ashim Tali is a carbon you always could bring. And even though for the situation you designated, Baruch Hashem, you didn't do anything wrong, Emein Baal Chaytzeh, Baal Chayt Acher. Says the Mishnah further, Mishnah Nishchat, after the animal was already slaughtered, Noidaloi, he becomes aware that he didn't do any Avera. Hadam Yishavach, we pour out the dam, Vabas Yisarev, and the meat should be burnt, not on the Mizbeach. Because again, it turned out that he wasn't chayiv in the carbon, and therefore this animal is really chulin that was brought to the Azara, and the halacha is that chulin shenishkot ba'azara should be burnt. Nizrik Adam, if the animal, there was even Zrikas Adam, Habasa Yachal, even though he wasn't chayiv in a carbon, since at the time the Zrikas Adam took place, he was not aware that he's not chayiv in the carbon. So therefore, the Zrika was done properly, and therefore the meat may be eaten. If the cup, the blood is in a cup that just didn't have Zrik Saddam, Yizarek, we could still do Zrik Saddam, Vabasa Yoichel. Vamarava, and Rava said that Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that even if the dam was in the kais before the Zrika, and now he became aware that he didn't do the Averi, we could still do Zrik Saddam. What is the reason for his opinion? B'shitus Rav Shimon Amar, that Rav Shimon says, Kol Aymel Izraik Kizaruk Dami. And since this blood was already here, ready for the Zrika, says Rav Shimon that we could do Zrika Saddam. So what do we see from here? That we from this understanding, we see that Rav Shimon does say, Kol Aymel Izraik Kizaruk Dami. We learned early in this year that Rav Shimon has a much more limited application of Kol Aymed Lizrik. Says the Gemara, Midu Hutama, is really the reasoning for Rav Yossi's opinion based on Kol Aymed Lizrik Kizaruk Dami? Amri b'maravim shnei de Rav Yossi b'chanina, hanatam de Rav Yossi, the basis for Rav Yossi's opinion, is a whole different explanation. His explanation is, Kli Sharis Mekachim as Psulim l'chatchil l'karev. Once something is put on a Kli Sharis, and again, the Mefarshim make the point that it's not because of Olu Lo Yardu. Once something is put in a Kli Sharis, it's supposed to be put on the Mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Ravashi L'Rav Kahana, Midr Amar Rav Shimon Kol Aymel Lizrik Kizaruk Dami. If we're going to say that you are saying that the basis of Rav Shimon is the Kol Aymel Lizrik Kizaruk Dami, so then we ought to say the Kol Aymel Lizrik, something that's supposed to be burnt, Kesarif Dami. If that's the case, Noiser. We have the meat of a carbon that was left past the amount of time it's supposed to be eaten, and it became possible. Upara, or the Para Aduma, Amay Metama Tumas Oichlem, why are they subject to Tumas Oichlem? There's something, that's, they are all situations of foods that are supposed to be burnt. And therefore, the halacha, based on Kol Aymed Lizrik Kizaruk Dami, should treat them as afra ba'alma minhu, as dust. And dust is not, obviously, subject to Tumas Oichlin. It's not an Oichel. Amalei, so he says that indeed, if we look at it from a simple perspective, they're not food because of Kol Aymed Lizrik Kizaruk Dami. But he adds here a new consideration. That's the way I understand the Gemara. And this is Chibas HaKadosh Mechshartan. As we've learned that the Torah introduced that there's a new concept in Hegdish. And that's the concept of Chibas HaKadosh. And that's the reason we learned previously that even though the first rule of Tumas Oichlem always is that it has to be something that will get has to get wet in order to be subject to Tumas Oichlem, that rule doesn't apply by Hegdish. And as we've explained in Ashurim, the reason being, because there's a new concept that it's Kodesh and Kribus HaKodesh Mechshartim. The same thing here, that even though because of the Halach of Kol Aymel Lizrik Kizaruk Dami, it should not be considered anything of significance, but that's not in Hegdish. Hegdish, which has attached to it the Kribus HaKodesh, we don't just say Kol Aymel Lizrik Kizaruk Dami. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Med Mechabalei Chibas HaKadosh Lefsula Degufei, we can well understand that Chibas HaKadosh is enough of a Svara that it should not be considered like Sarif, and therefore it should be subject to Tumas Eichlam. But Lekriya Bei Tamei Namle Mei Birish V'Sheni, we all know, again, a fundamental halacha in Tuma is that Tuma transmits Tuma, but as it transmits Tuma, it goes down levels. And therefore, an Ava Tuma will make something usually into a Rishonal Tuma, again, with many rules attached. A Rishon will make a Sheni with many rules attached. So, says the Gemara, if we're saying that we're applying the concept of Chibas HaKadosh in such a significant way, then we should apply it all the way, and all the lachs of Rishon V'Sheni L'Tumah ought to apply. Tifshit, and if that is indeed the case, says the Gemara, we should have an answer to a question that Rish Lakish posed. The Bay Rish Lakish, Rish Lamanachas, if we have the ingredients of the Korban Mincha that never got wet, the oil never touched that flour, mined by Rish Misheni, or yeah, mined by Rish Misheni. And the question is, it only is Tamei because of the Chibas for Kodesh, because it's Hegdish, it's Korban Mincha. And the question Rish Lakish posed, does that make it so Tamei that we pass it on to this Rishon V'Sheni? And here, we see that it's really considered full-fledged Tumah. So, shouldn't that be an answer to Rish Lakish's question? Answer to Gemara Kimi by Rish Lakish. When did Rish Lakish ask the question? My Deraisa. Here, we're not talking about Deraisa. Ki Kamrinan, we're only talking about a Derabanan. And since we're only speaking about a question of Derabanan, we can't bring a riot to Rav Ashi, to Rish Lakish's question from that. Says the Mishnah, I'm a Rai B'Machvas. If somebody says that I'm going to bring carbon in a Machvas, as we have learned in our Shurim, when we speak about the different carbon minchas, there are different types of minchas. There's the Machvas and the Marcheshes. We've explained that the Machvas is frying, and the marcheshes is defrying. Some suggest the difference is that the machvas is like a grill. It doesn't even have any sides. The machvas has sides. But the Torah speaks about a mechvas machvas and a mechvas marcheshes, two different types of karbonas. And somebody says, I'm going to bring a machvas mincha, and instead he brought a marcheshes, or vice versa. He said he's going to bring a macheshes and he brought a machvas. The halach is masha heavy. The carbon that he brought is going to be accepted. It's going to be considered carbon nadava. However, v'yidei chavas lo yotze, he has not followed up. He has not fulfilled his obligation because he obligated himself to a certain type of a carbon and he didn't take it for that purpose. But now the Mishnah speaks about a different situation. He identified ingredients. He had flour, and he said, I want to use this flour for machvas carbon, and instead he brought it for macheshes carbon. Or he said, I want to use this flour for macheshes carbon, and he used it for machvas carbon. Here, it's possible, because he said specifically that I want to use it for this purpose, and he didn't use it for the purpose that it was identified. And therefore, it's possible, and the halacha is that he can't even make this up, because he identified specific flour for the specific use. He used it for the wrong use, but that flour is no longer here. If that flour is no longer here, he can't fix it. Somebody said he's going to bring two esroinus of flour in one keli. That's the way he's going to bring his carbon mincha. As we're going to be studying, we mentioned this already, but we're going to be studying, you could bring a bigger carbon mincha, you could bring a smaller carbon mincha. He's going to say he's bringing all of it in this way. And he ended up bringing in shnei kelim. Or he said he's going to bring in shnei kelim, he's going to bring in a two kelim, and he ended up bringing in keli echad. So Allah is masha hevi hevi, what he did, he did. However, he's not fulfilled his obligation because he was very specific how he's going to bring the carbon. But, says the Mishnah, if he said about the flour that he has, Elu b'klei echad, I want to bring this flour for carbon mincha, and I want to bring it for carbon mincha in one keli. And he ended up bringing shnei kelim. or vice versa. He said, I want to bring in Shnei Kalim, and he ended up bringing in him Keli Echad at a Psula, because he was very clear how this flour was going to be used. And he didn't do what he said he is going to do, and therefore it's possible. Continues the Mishnah. If somebody says, Harei la Shnei Esroinus, Lavi B'Kli Echad, my intention is to bring two Esroinus and one Keli. And he ended up bringing them in two Kalim. V'amrlei, and people tell him, well, you're not doing what you said you're going to do. You said you're going to bring in two Kalim. You said you're going to bring in one Keli, and you brought in two. V'amrlei, and they tell him, B'Kli Echad Nadarta, didn't you take upon yourself that you're bringing it in one Keli? Talokh is, if he ends up bringing it b'shnei kalim, psulim. Even though, let's think about this case, he didn't speak saying specifically, I'm using this flour in one kalim. So, why isn't that possible? So, he didn't say he's using specifically this flour for this purpose. And previously in the Mishnah, we said that it's kosher. Still, it's not kosher. Why? Because if he intended to bring this type of carbon, he said, he should have said that, all right, this carbon I'm bringing now is not the carbon that I'm obligated to bring. He is saying that I'm bringing the carbon that in two kalim, and he's saying that with that carbon, I want to fulfill the obligation of bringing the carbon that I'm supposed to bring in one kali. By saying it that way, what he's saying is, this is the way I want to fulfill that obligation. But he can't fulfill that obligation that way. He can't fulfill that obligation that way because that isn't what he said. And if he brings it a Kli Echad, but if he brings it in one Keli, then it's kosher. Says the Mishnah further. If somebody said, Harei le Shnei Esroinus Lavi B'Shnei Kelim, I bring two Esorin and two different Kelim. And he brought it a Kli Echad. And somebody sees what he's doing, and he points out to him, Rama B'Shnei Kalim Nadat, you said you're going to do it in two Kalim. And he brings up B'Shnei Kalim, then it's K'sherim. Because he's doing what he was supposed to do. But if at the end he brings it in one Kali, so it's going to be considered K'shtei Menachesh Nus Arvu, that the two Kabbalahs, two Kabbalahs got mixed up. And we learned previously in our Masechta, faced with such a situation, what we have to do is we have to see is if these two carbon minchas could be kept separate and you could take a separate kamitza from each, it could be saved. If not, not. Says the Gemara, why did the Mishnah have to keep on teaching us the same halacha just with different examples? Betzricha. Explain to me. Ishmi nehach kamaisa, if we change from machvas to macheshvas, mishum da amar machvas, that's why you're not yoitz if you said this flour for machvas and bring macheshes or vice versa. B'shomer the omer machvas kamais to be macheshes. He said I'm using a machvas and he brought a macheshes. Aval hocha, where he said two kalim or one kali. So there's no difference between the two kalim. Idi v'idi a machvas and idi macheshes. So amen you may nidra nami yotza. It's not a very significant difference. It's not like going from a frying pan to a deep fryer. It's all the same. It's just I'm going to use two kalim and one kalim. And therefore we would think it's not such a big deal. And Iyashmi inan hach, if we said that locha about two kalim and one kalim, mishum de kapalaglu, he took a carbon that was supposed to be one in one kali and made it two. Aval hasam, where that didn't happen, aim aloy, that it's not considered such a significant change, and the way the Mefarshim explained, because of course the main point of a carbon is the kamitza, and if it's two kalim, there's two kamitzas, and if it's one kali, there's one kamitza, and therefore it's considered much more significant. That's why we had to have both cases of the Mishnah. Tzricha. Says the Mara Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. Mashahevi, the Mishnah says that somebody said he's going to bring a machvas and he brings a macheshes, or vice versa. The halacha is that it's okay. Videi nidra lo yotza. But as we learned in the Mishnah, the carbon is accepted, but you still have an obligation. Rav Shimon says, He says, because according to him, it doesn't depend what you say. It depends what you do. And whatever you do, if what you did was a real carbon, that is sufficient. That would be sufficient. That should be kosher carbon. Continues the Mishnah. We learned Lahavi b'machves, Tehavi b'cheshes. But if you said you're going to use the Mishnah tortoise, the flour, for this purpose, you can't use it for a different purpose. V'tanya, says the Gemara, why are they puzzled? If you didn't put it into the right keli, if you said I'm using the flour for machvas and you put it into macheshes or vice versa, so when you had to put it into the kli sharis, what you did was a meaningless act. And if what you did was a meaningless act, you could just take it out of the kli sharis and do it right. Says the Gemara, what that means is like kochim likarev, putting into the kli sharis doesn't make them candidates to be put on the mizbeach, but putting them to kli sharis is enough to make them puzzle that they can't be taken out of this klisharis and put into a different klisharis. Vamar Abaye, to which Abaye says, Loi shanal kishavah v'shas neder. At the time of the neder, he said, I'm using this flour with this purpose. Avol, if he just said, I'm bringing a carbon mincha, machvas, macheshes, and at the time of the afrosha, he says, I'm going to do it this way, loi, then that's not going to be possible. That's not going to be considered a violation of what it says in the Torah, Mitzvah Shasecha Tishmar, Vasisa Kashadat on Lashem Lekecha. Shenadarta, because when is what you said so critical? At the time of your nether, we see what you did, what you said I'm doing with the flour. But if you only said at the time you were mafresh the flour, that you designated the flour, that is not considered that so significant. And says the Gemara, Itma Nami, so did we indeed learn. Amar Avach Bar Chanina Bar Amar Avasi Amar Rabbi Yochanan El Loishana, where is there a problem if I said I'm using this flour for this purpose? El Shekav Mishas Neder. Av B'Shas Afrosh Loi, because the Torah says Kishin Nedarta V'Loi Kishin Afrafta. And therefore, that's the only time that makes a difference, that if you have to follow exactly what you took upon yourself.